The Waco Brothers is a band begun in the mid-1990s by John Langford. This Welshman, transplanted to Chicago, was a key member of the British punk band The Meekons and has developed an interest in American country music from the 50s and 60s. The band has released more than half a dozen studio recordings, but the new Waco Brothers album captures them on stage. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Here's a song by the Waco Brothers. It's called Waco Express.
John Langford sings in his Welsh twang on that song that the Waco brothers believe, quote, nobody wants to go out on a limb these days. He couches the composition as a love song, singing that the reason you don't tell me you love me is you're scared. But the song is really a metaphor for Langford's own great love, country music, which he firmly believes has been scared into timidity and blandness by the Nashville music industry establishment. It is the Waco Brothers' mission to bring blood, sweat, and tears back into country music.
From the country to the town, police and bosses held us down. By the start when the ground was laid, very tough by the evening rain. Something the king woke up one morning, said all the people should be better paid. No. Things were bad, but things got changed.
There are no blood brothers in the Waco Brothers. Instead, there are former members of British acts such as the Meekons, Jesus Jones, and Graham Parker's old backup band, The Rumor. The so-called token American is guitarist Dino Schlabowski. They have a rather romantic view of country music. I doubt that, this side of Merle Haggard, any American country act has written a furious hymn to organized labor like the song I just played called Plenty Tough and Union Made. But that's part of John Langford's vision. This is country music as it should be written and played, with a long memory for roadhouse honky-tonks rather than TV-ready music videos. He's written a blunt song about the commercialization of country that's a lot more fun than most angry broadsides. I'll let Langford introduce it.
This song is about the death of country music. It's something we've been working towards over the years. And I think with this album we will finally achieve it. Some demolition, and in a world gone wrong, the death of country music rattles round the planet. So we light the flame and fan it deep into the night, where the city casts its shadow. We leave the straight and narrow. Tomorrow and forever seems so far away, where the dance floor's overcrowded.
Two years ago, John Langford published a remarkable collection of paintings and etchings he'd made. They were portraits of old country music stars based on vintage publicity stills. Paintings of photographs, he called them. The stiff smiles that great artists like Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Lefty Frizzell, and others plastered on their faces to help sell records were rendered by Langford as something like death masks, the public faces they had to put on in between living the hard lives they and their audiences experienced.
You feel disgusted and confused, manipulated and abused. You're not the reason, you're just the
The book I just referred to is called Nashville Radio, Art, Words, and Music, and it's well worth seeking out for the way it captures the Waco brothers' love of American music that stirs what Langford calls in his book, quote, our alienated, drunk, commie souls. It's that dark yet exuberant tone that is also released to roam the country, wreaking jubilant havoc on the Waco Express.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the Waco Brothers CD, Waco Express, Live and Kickin' at Schubert's Tavern. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. This is NPR, National Public Radio.